Karen Perry, KarenPerry, 7-22-65. Today's 8-7. Chief complaint, I always have urinary tract infection. Number 2, history of pulmonary fibrosis. Number 3, hypertension. Next number, this is chronic prednisone therapy, hence has issues with gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, increased weight because of prednisone therapy. Her weight had gone up 10 pounds last year, but it's actually stabilized at 244. This is a 6-year-old woman who gets urinary tract infections a lot. She was seen by a urologist, Dr. Vu, V-U, who put her on Macrobid long-term. That's the only time that she had no issues with UTI. Today she comes in with another UTI-type symptoms. She has no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. Patient has pulmonary fibrosis, is on prednisone on a regular basis, sees a pulmonologist and the rheumatologist as well. Period. In a paragraph, at one time she was told her cholesterol was slightly elevated, but she's not taking any medication for cholesterol at this time. She does have some atherosclerotic heart vascular disease in her carotid as well. Yes. Patient's medical issue, medications, opposite page medical problems. We talked about bronchiectasis, recurring UTIs, history of diabetes. Blood sugars are controlled, right? Your hemoglobin A1C is okay?
Yes.
Yeah. A1C is slightly high, but her blood sugars are okay. Then pulmonary fibrosis, the A1C is elevated because of the fact that she's on prednisone. So mammogram is up to date. Under maintenance, colonoscopy, she can't handle the anesthesia, so they do give her the Cologuard test. And then pap smear is up to date. Family history, positive for multiple myeloma. And mom was hit by a drunk driver, father, daughter, multiple myeloma. Let's see, she's been married over 30 years, has 4 children under social. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she has oxygen on board at all times. Let's see, last period was in 2016, surgery, C-section, COVID immunization is up to date, medical problems we went over, allergy, none. She weighs 244 pounds.
Actually, the weight's lower than you.
Yeah. 98%, 98.116, 95, 152 over 89. Heart positive, positive 2, lungs declare abdomen soft, next to skin shows no rash, shows no edema, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, recurrent UTI. Number 2, was on Macrobid at one time. She's going to see the urologist again and get back on some kind of suppressive therapy. Next number is for now. I'm going to put on Macrobid 100 milligram number 14. Next number is Diflucan 200 milligram once a day. Next number, she's has had no culture insensitivity that has come back positive in the past. Next number, she did have workup done, including avoiding urethrocystogram and cystoscopy. Next number, hypertension, stable, much better controlled at home. Next number, medications reviewed. Next number, she's had some leg swelling in the past, which is stable at this time. No sign of DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, we compared the findings to findings last year. Next number, history of lymphadenopathy in the neck appears to be chronic related to pulmonary fibrosis. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length. Next number, called with blood pressure reading. Next number, she's going to talk to her cardiologist regarding the calcium buildup in her carotid to get her started on some medication. Next number, her echocardiogram looks great. Thank you.